You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer-elect Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And I just want to take this opportunity, I want to take this stage, and I want to continue to salute all of my faithful and loyal listeners that has been a part of this program from its early birth until our present. And I just want you to know that you have not gone unnoticed. God knows everything. He sees everything. And God is going to reward you accordingly. And I just want to thank you from the depths of my very heart and soul. And I just thank you for the opportunity to come before your presence on this morning. We're coming at you. This is April the 18th, 2019. Hallelujah. We're coming across these skyways and airways, bringing you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. So I just want you to get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. I want you to allow me to minister the divine word of God unto your heart and soul. And I have the chat room up available for your sitting as well as your listening pleasure. And I just thank you and I thank God that we're able to come across these airways this morning. This is our first presented praise and worship. This is a digital praise and worship live experience. This is a church, virtual church service coming at you. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to know that you're cordially welcome. I want to welcome my first-time listeners. I want to welcome my guests. I want to welcome my Kingdom Congregational Assembly. I want to welcome my kinship family and my business colleagues and all of you that are listening out there, hallelujah, in our cyberspace. So I just thank God for you, you, and you, hallelujah. And so we're not going to be, you know, taking any more of your time. We're going to now go on in to a live service that's already in progression. And I just want to just, you know, thank all of you just continually to just, you know, be a part of the Old Ship of Zion. And we've been on almost 10 years now. We're in our ninth year, and we're climbing, and we know that God is with us, and we just thank you, you, and you, and without you, it wouldn't be any need for us to be here. But we just thank God for you, hallelujah, and your dedication, and your time, and your talent. We just thank God for you. And you say, well, Overseer Ward, I haven't given anything, but if you have given your time, you know, your time is priceless. You cannot put a price tag on your time because it's very valuable. And so I just thank you for whatever you've rendered to, hallelujah, this cause. May God forever richly bless you, you, and you. And so now we're going to take you on in to our live praise and worship church experience. Our sermon, hallelujah, on today, entitled, Our Mysterious God. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning, entitled, Our Mysterious God. And we're going to take our first key scripture coming out of the law of Hebrews 1:1-2, and it reads this. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And you know, sometime when we get along by ourselves, that's the best time for Jesus to be able to talk to you and I and us. You know, when we have company, God cannot talk to us. When we're on our cruise, God cannot talk to us. When we're just chatting and we're having a good time, maybe having a latte with some of your friends and business colleagues, God cannot talk to you and I and us. But when we get along by ourselves in our secret closet that's when God can talk to us, because God is not going to intrude, hallelujah, upon us, but God is going to come as a gentleman, the gentleman giant that he is. God will come respectfully, and he will knock at the door of yours and mine and our heart in order to get our attention. And so we know that in today's scripture, hallelujah, we read that a mysterious and awesome visitor appeared to Manoah and his wife, that's Samson's parents. When Manoah asked, "What is your name?" we are told that the visitor didn't answer the question directly, but instead he ascended in the flames of the altar. And that scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of Judges 13 and 17 through 20. Then Manoah knew that he had seen God in human form. And you know, even though we cannot see God, we know that he's a force to be reckoned with. We know that God is the biggest and the baddest thing walking on a cloud. We know that God is a God that we will never be able to wrap our mind, our mental capacity around. We can never understand God. We can never understand all that it is to know, because God is so mighty. He's a fortress. He is a wheel in the middle of a wheel. God is everything that you and I need him to be. When we need him, all we have to do is call him. We don't have to call Tyrone. We don't have to call Mr. Jones and Miss Jones, because we know that Jesus is a jealous God. He's telling you and I, us, don't put anyone before me. So God wants us to come to him, because God owns everything. God owned Dow Jones. God owned the stock market. God owned the 401k. God owned the gold exchange. God owned the financial institutions. God owns all the banks. So everything belonged to God, because we know that God say he owns a cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. God owned the bank. God owned the money in the bank. So everything belonged to him. He want you and I and us to come to him and ask him for what we want. So we know that who can understand such a God? The God who wrote the 3 billion letters of software code in the DNA modular of every human cell. Who can fully comprehend the God who knows everything, even our inner thoughts? Yet many Old Testament saints that knew and loved God, they experienced the joy of his grace and forgiveness, even though they didn't completely understand how a holy God could forgive their sins. We know we have people in our today's world that feel that same way. They feel like, well, God, I'm not worthy of your love. I'm not worthy of your forgiveness. But we have to get self out of the way and move God into the equation. Knowing that God said that he died, God sent his only begotten son. We know that God didn't have 2 or 3 sons. He didn't have triplets. He didn't have twins. He didn't have quadruplets. But God had only one son. God said he sent his only begotten son to die for you and I, for our sins, to pay the penalty, the cost that you and I could not pay. Because it had to be somebody that was holy, that was blemishless. So you feel that you're not worthy of God's love. Hallelujah. I want you to rethink things. I want you to go back and know that God said that you and I are priceless. You're more than silver, gold, diamonds, and rubies, and sapphires. As Christians, hallelujah, we too stand in awe before this majestic and majesty, hallelujah, and mystery of an incomprehensible God. But we have a great advantage, because we see him revealed in Jesus, who said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 14 and 9. And when Jesus hung out on the cross, he revealed God's compassion and love, for he died there for you and I and us. A mystery, yes, But how wonderful that you and I and us, we can know the love of this incomprehensible God. He's immortal. He's invisible. God only wise, in light, inaccessible, hid from our eyes. He's most blessed. He's most glorious. He's the Ancient of Days. He's almighty. He's victorious. Thy great name, you and I and us, and we praise. We know to understand God is impossible. To worship him is imperative. So we know that we have a God that loves us beyond measures. God loves us to the point of death. God sent his one and only Son to die upon an old rugged cross on God's Gotham's hill over 2,000 light years ago. And that same God cares all about you. He cares about your trials. He cares about your tribulations. God cares about the things that you're going through right now. We know that you're going through a tsunami. Some of you are going through, hallelujah, a tremendous tribulation in your spiritual walk with God. But God don't want you to be alarmed, because God is not alarmed. He's not, you know, where he don't know what's going on. He's not mind-boggled about your situation that you're encountering right now. Somebody out there is going through a divorce. Somebody out there is going through a loss of a loved one, a husband, a spouse, a child, a son, a daughter, a grandson, a granddaughter, a niece or a nephew, that aunt or that uncle, that friend that you love so well, that God put in your life for a season. Hallelujah. God cares all about what you're going through. We know that in this life, because of sin, we have to endure trials and tribulations. But God said that you would go through trials and tribulations down here on earth. But God said that he would make a way of escape. God said that he would bring you out with the victory. You might be going through a divorce decree. You might be going through where you want to adopt a child, and the papers are being held up. But I want you to know that God is going to grant you that son or daughter that you want to adopt. God is going to grant you that divorce decree that you've been wanting for years, and but yet you couldn't seem to let yourself go. You know, you couldn't get rid of that abusive husband, that abusive wife. Because it goes both ways. We know that the wife can be just as abusive as the husband can. In this day and time that we live in, you know, that look like everything and everybody's on the edge and about to lose your head. But you wonder how you keep them going under. But we know that God is standing right there by our side. God said that I'll never leave you and I will never forsake you. But I will be with you to the end of the earth. So with that in mind, just know that God is with you every step of your journey. In your weakest hour, in your weakest link, Jesus is standing right there by your side. When you're unable to walk, when you saw only two set of footprints versus four sets, that, my sister and my brothers, when God carried you. We know that God counts the number of the stars. He called them all by name. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law. Hallelujah. Of Psalm 147:4. And I want to share a story with you. There was a team, hallelujah, led by an Australia astronaut. And he calculated the numbers of stars in the known universe to be 70 sextillion. Seven followed by 22 zeros. And that unfathomable number is said to be more than the grains of sand in every beach and every desert on the earth. The calculations was byproduct of search on the development of galaxy. One team member said that finding the number of stars, hallelujah, is not really the research we were doing, but it was a nice result to play around with. We know that having an estimated of the number of stars can help you and I and us praise God with greater awes and wonders in the law of Psalms 147 says that it is good to sing praises to our God, but it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. He counts the number of the stars. He called them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. Verse 1, 4 through 5. We know that this Psalms not only present God's majesty, but it also affirms his personal concern for you and I and us. He heals the brokenhearted. I want you to understand today. He lifts up the humble, and he takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope is in his mercy. Let's praise the great God of stars and sand, who knows and cares for each and every one of us, the God who made the firmament, who made the deepest sea, the God who put the stars in place, is the God who cares for you and I and us. All creations point to the Almighty Creator. Hallelujah. I want you to know that whatever you're going through this morning, tonight, wherever you are on your block, I want you to know that God is just a whisper prayer away. Call him up. Toll free call. He won't put you on hold. There will be no hang ups. Hallelujah. There will be no drop calls. Just get the angelic operators to put Jesus on the line. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Send your correspondence, make them attentive too. Hallelujah, Overseer Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. So I want you to go with me as we go to the second phase of our program, that is Hymns of Zion, to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit. So without further ado, we're going to take you right now on over to the second phase of our program, which is Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, I want you to buckle up with Jesus at your will, because he is people friendly. Hallelujah. I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that.
Hear me.
Give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for his glory.
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life. Let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
he will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone.
Oh,
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh,
I can see my wrong.
Oh,
but I'm here by grace. Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
at first he's starting right at home.
Oh,
no more miracle water.
Oh,
lost for money and fame. See, everybody got a title, but do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. Give me
Come
that.
On.
And I choose you.
To the nostrils of man, and sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future, at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay.
Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace to the ease of pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good, cause it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta...